Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are following Dr. Luke's account of what happens in and through the Apostle by the means of the Holy Spirit, and we've already seen some pretty amazing things. The most amazing, of course, is the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the Apostles so that they are speaking in different languages of the people that are in Jerusalem and gathered around them at the time. People from all over the known world were gathered in Jerusalem, and they were hearing the disciples of Jesus recount the mighty works of God in their own distinct languages. Well, you can imagine the different reactions of the crowds that day. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. "And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others, mocking, said, 'They are filled with new wine.'" One of the things you will notice as you study the book of Acts is that Dr. Luke records people's reactions to the events of the apostles in the church, even the negative ones. Some people in the crowd that day just couldn't get their minds around what was going on. They didn't want to. And since they didn't want to admit that God was doing something powerful in their midst, they mocked. They elbowed their buddies and they pointed at the disciples and they laughed and they said, "Get a look at those clowns blabbering. They have got to be drunk." You know, people still mock the power of God displayed through the church today, and they always will. So get ready for it. If you live your life for Christ, people will mock. When you give your life to the cause of Christ, people are going to think that you're crazy. When you live your life filled with the Spirit, people are going to look at you sideways. You give how much money to missions? You would let your daughter go to that country? Your church goes into that neighborhood? People mocked the prophets, they mocked John the Baptist, they mocked Jesus, and they mocked the apostles, and guess what? People are going to mock you when they hear the message of Christ from you. In fact, when people stop mocking us, that's when we should be a little bit concerned. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we want to live for the praise of men or for the glory of God? So when you pray today, pray for Matthew and Amy Prather, and their boys, Ethan and Jonas. They will be mocked for their mission, but hopefully they will be ministered to as well by your prayers. Pray also for the House of Broadcast, heard all throughout Africa.